about in the theatre, without deafening the people at the front, you've got to be able to project your voice. And that was the most important thing that ever happened to me with my voice, which was it was placed. And the second thing was that over a period of years, I never went to the normal diction lessons that you had. British actors always spoke terribly like that, and they all spoke exactly the same because they all learned how to speak at RADA, the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. And what happened to me is I worked on my own because I was never a trained actor, and I worked on my own voice. So what happened was, as I came out of it with a voice that was correctly placed by accident and a very, very individual accent. My accent is so individual that people who don't recognize me by sight, the minute I open my mouth, they know who I am.
Now, another great role that I have to ask you about your voice in was in Mona Lisa, in which you played played a crime boss, a gangster.
Who, yes.
Who, and Bob Hoskins played somebody who was kind of under you in there, and you were really intimidating him in your scenes in the film. It's a fantastic performance by you. Can you talk about how you used your voice in that? Because you needed to use it in a way that showed real authority and the willingness to intimidate and, if necessary, hurt somebody.
Authority is shown not only by voice but by movement. And what it is first thing in authority is you never move. Only people who are trying to attract your attention with no power move their hands. If you look at aristocracy and really powerful people, they move very little because everybody is awaiting their every word, wish, or command. And their voice is very, very slow because everybody will wait while they have their thought and wait no matter how long it takes for them to say what they're going to say. What you have to add in this case where I played a gangster, which would be menace. And menace would come if you were, I had a gangster accent, which is again a working class Cockney accent, but there is a sort of cheerful, chirpy working class sort of, hello lads, let's all go down the pub and all this, you know, that sort of accent for the chirpy Cockney lad, cheerful little soul. But then there's another one, which is, it's kind of very drawn out. And it's very flat. And so they will actually say things to you. I grew up with gangsters like this. And they will say, I like you. And there's absolutely no emotion in the voice whatsoever. It's like an icicle. You know, they say, I think you're one of the nicest fellas I've ever met. Really do. I really think you're very nice. So, and then they say silly little things. When you know you're in trouble with a Cockney gangster, he'll say something like, well, who's been naughty then? Now, that question means you're probably going to get kneecapped to the floor. But it's one of those things of just flattening the voice out. The voice just flattens right out, no matter what you say. It just flattens.
Now, when you say you're in a position of power and authority, you don't move a lot.
No.
That means you don't blink a lot, too.
No. Oh, that's a trick for actors on film that I used and it was told. I think the first place I heard it was Marlene Dietrich said it first. Is that you don't blink. If you blink on camera, it signifies weakness. It's very difficult to do this trick on radio about blinking. But if you look in the mirror yourself and just stare and start saying things to yourself, you'll see how powerful it is. And if you just blink once in the middle of it, you'll see how it all dissipates. It just dissipates the whole thing. And of course, if you're on a movie screen, you have to remember when you blink, each eyelid is somewhere between 2 to 7 feet wide if you're in a close-up.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Well, how do you learn to not blink? It's hard to not blink. Your eyes start to hurt. You can do it for a little bit, but after a while, it's a real strain.
You just walk around. I walked around all my life. When I was a young lad, I wrote about this in the book. When I was a young lad, I found a book in the public library, How to Teach Yourself Film Acting. And the first thing it said in it is, you must not blink. And so I walked around. I walked around this sort of working class district of London, which was used to some very rough people, you know, without blinking.